You're listening to SBS News.
Former pokies addict Shonika Guy has never worked out how much money she lost gambling. Instead, she counts the 14 years of her life she says were lost to the addiction.
They stole half of my life that I can't get back, and and there was no chance of winning in the first place.
The South Australian government has introduced controversial new gambling reform measures to Parliament, which would see poker machines in the state accept notes for the first time. Current laws mean the machines in South Australia only accept coins. Other states, such as Victoria and New South Wales, already have note acceptors. Ms. Guy says it's an outrage.
They're already dangerous enough as it is, and we should be reining them back, not letting people put notes in.
South Australian Attorney General Vicky Chapman declined to be interviewed, but has told SBS News,
"It's important we strike a balance between supporting an economically viable gaming industry and meeting the broader community's expectations around responsible and safe gaming."
With crossbenchers from the Greens and the SA Best Party vowing to block the bill, the state Liberal government will need Labor's support to pass the package. Labor has put forward a series of amendments, but says it will allow note acceptors to be introduced. Frank Pangalo from SA Best says the Australian Hotels Association lobby group has too much influence over both the Liberal government and the Labor opposition.
Well, of course they're singing from the same hymn book, because when you look at the political donations they received from the Hotels Association last year, they're beholden to them.
Gambling support workers like Chandana Rao say the changes may increase the harm gambling does to vulnerable migrant communities.
Especially migrants who have come from countries like India, where gambling is not prevalent, and hence there is no awareness about the harm that gambling can cause. It is considered as an entertainment, it is considered a very normalized activity when people come to Australia. They consider that is part of Australian culture and try to assimilate.
Former addict Shonika Guy, who now volunteers as a support worker, helping others with gambling addictions, says pokies reform should be about removing and limiting machines.
You don't see the government saying use ice responsibly, do you? Or cocaine. But, yeah, gamble responsibly.
The bill is expected to be voted on next week. Jani Blakali, SBS News.